Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Irish beef stew.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on, chill it out for a second.
16 freaking million.
I'm going to ask you to tone it down for a second because I said I was getting angry, but now you're getting a little heated.
Beef brisket.
Get off it.
Roast beef.
No. I can go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours, yes, I do.
No, you don't. Tell me what I do and what I don't
do.
Well,
don't tell me. I watch the damn game.
Mongolian beef.
Why are you arguing with me about this? God, you make it freaking unbearable to talk about this stuff.
Do you see where I'm going with this? Beef.
Where's the beef?
It's what's for dinner.
Oh, yeah, it's time to go around the beef. To walk us through this latest beef, here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
Thank you very much, Ben. In fact, I'm going to pass the torch back to the studio to the man who really has broke it down and deciphered all of it, Jonathan Shippy Shipman, the son of Janai and Michael.
Hey, guys.
You over-introduced him.
Hey, Shippy.
It's true. I am their son. So this edition of Around the Beef features Sean and RJ, who are very prominent in that intro that we just listened to. And I'm going to give a word of advice to everybody. You need to start really tuning into the Sean and RJ show every day in Tolo, obviously, but especially on August the 15th. Because as I was getting prepared for this segment, I noticed that Sean just seems to have a bad day on August the 15th. We'll start this off with, this is from August 15th of 2017 that this happened.
There's certain people, my brother can do it. You can push someone's buttons. You give them a smirk and a look like, okay. It's a smart-ass face.
Mm-hmm.
And when Brad Ausmus even went out there, like I wanted one of them to hit Angel Hernandez.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. I was like, just punch him in the dump that,
whoa.
Troy. Dump that.
What?
Punch.
He dropped an F-bomb? I don't remember that.
Yes.
He dropped an F-bomb while talking about whose face he wanted to punch.
And right after he said, frickin' punch him in the face. You just went out and said the whole thing. Now, I tell you that.
So that was August 15th, 2017.
Yes. Okay. August 15th, 2017. Fast forward 1 year, August 15th of 2018 is when this magical argument broke out.
All right, Autoflex Easing Fantex. Ryan or Roethlisberger, who's more overrated?
That's a great question.
Neither one's like necessarily overrated. Matt Ryan's not overrated. Ben Roethlisberger's not overrated. Neither one of them are necessarily overrated. It's just who's better. Matt Ryan, outside of...
Ben Roethlisberger going to come up on this Fantex better. I'm just telling
you. Got your top three. Brady, Rodgers, Breeze. And then it's Matt. That's the next best quarterback in the league.
Ben.
Hey, it ain't Matt. It's Ben by the county numbers, maybe. You know, if you just want to go old school.
Okay.
That's not how the game is anymore.
Look, RJ, I'm not going to keep fighting with you. I've watched the damn games. I watch more football than you do. So I don't really want to hear
it. It's impossible.
I go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours. Yes, I do.
No, you don't tell me what I do and what I don't do.
Well, don't tell me. I watch the damn games. You're reading freaking stats.
I'm at a sports bar watching these games.
You're looking at formulas that you don't understand. So don't tell me about
what I
see and
what I
don't.
Don't tell me to watch the games. I'm watching
the
games.
You're not watching more than I am. You're not watching
it's
more
physically
than I am.
Impossible for you to be gone for 3 hours and not.
Okay, we'll go through your schedule in the commercial break. Because I'm going to tell you what you did on the Sundays.
So that was one year after he dropped an F-bomb on
the
exact
same day. Did
they ever
get back on the air after going over his schedule and get the results?
No.
That's a damn shame.
They should have. It would have been a great tease.
Yeah.
Now, that was August 15th of this year.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And now, Shippy, am I right, looking at my computer, that today is the 15th?
It is the 15th of November, three months from that fight.
So he's got a cycle thing going on.
Yes. They're good for a good fight, it seems like, once every 3 months on the 15th of whatever month it
that
is.
That time of the month is the middle of
it's
the month.
It's the middle of the month.
So today they were power ranking their top five teams in the NFL. And... I got a couple clips here where it doesn't get too, I don't know, over the top, but you can tell things are starting to get tense. So here, this clip is Roy and RJ power ranking the Bears at number five on their power rankings, and Sean disagrees with that.
Vegas has Chicago as the favorite still to win the division right now. And to think about that in a division with the Packers and the Vikings, I got to start giving them a little bit of credit, and their defense is legitimate. If defense still means anything in the NFL, which we've had a debate about whether or not it does, if it does, then the Chicago Bears deserve to be amongst the top five teams in the NFL.
Fellas, my number five
was stomp y'all's number five out. Come on. You're making it too easy on me. My number five is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And I
Pittsburgh and Chicago on a neutral field.
I debated it.
What are you doing?
I debated it. But, again, like Pittsburgh, the reason I can't put Pittsburgh as five is because I still have questions whether they could beat the Patriots on a neutral field.
Okay.
And if they can't beat the Patriots on a neutral field.
Then they can't be above the Bears?
No, basically, yeah.
Right. After this last weekend, the two are connected like that. Pittsburgh is my number five. They would beat the Bears. I'm 1-0 against you so far. Who is your number four?
It is a strange argument.
They're arguing each other's power rankings.
Yeah, well,
and
that's
who would
strange.
Win on a neutral field.
But it is strange that New England somehow ended up in that discussion.
So Sean just claimed victory in the hypothetical.
I love the passion.
Yes.
And by the way, that was
I love being that passionate
he's
about
channeling,
your power rankings.
He's channeling the Mad Dog.
And that was number five on the rankings. They're just getting started.
Okay. All right. They're just now getting started. So here's RJ revealing his number four team that Roy once again agrees with and Sean once again disagrees with.
Well, my number four is the L.A. Chargers.
Another team with a weak resume.
That's fine. That's okay. Number three in DVOA in the NFL, ahead of the Saints for that matter. They have no home field advantage. They, again, have played 16 road games or will play 16 road games.
They play on a neutral field at best every week.
Every week they play on a neutral field. But here the Chargers sit at 7-2.
I can't let you get away in the past for knocking teams because of weak resumes and wins over scrubs, and your first two teams are the scrubbiest of the resumes.
But
you
I've
can't,
had the
you're picking and choosing.
I've had the Chargers there for a while now.
I know, but
you
you're picking.
Did have the Chargers
you're,
there
you're
at five last
week.
But
you're picking and choosing the resumes.
I'm picking on talent. They're better. They're just better. Their talent is great.
Okay. All right.
All right, so they're just having a sports debate right now. It hadn't gotten heated yet.
No, not yet.
Not quite, but here's the moment where Sean finds out that Roy also has the Chargers at four, and Sean starts to lose it a little bit.
Oh, it's taking candy.
Well, we've been dominating. Dominated last week.
The New England Patriots are my number four. They had a hiccup.
They had a hiccup.
But they won six straight.
Dad, you
I don't panic. Can't. I don't jump.
Well, you should panic every now and then. Because
well, I'm not panicking on this.
The Chargers, by the Titans.
The Chargers have beaten.
The team that you thought that you have trashed on all year long.
It was a hiccup. It was
a hiccup. It was a 34-10 hiccup.
You guys would pick the Chargers over the Patriots tomorrow on the neutral field?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
The Chargers
they
wins.
They would beat the Patriots on a neutral
based
field.
Off what? Look at the Chargers wins. They beat the Bills. Listen
the
to me. Listen to me.
Of.
The Bills, the Niners, the Raiders, the Browns, the Titans by one.
Those are great drops.
At Seattle might be their most impressive win, and then they beat the Raiders by 14. That's trash. That's a garbage schedule. The Patriots are my number four on the power rankings. 877-881-1053. Oh, who do the Chargers have coming up next? They got the Broncos at home. They got the Cardinals at home.
So
what do you freaking do? That's mean nobody. They'll get bounced early. The Chargers will get bounced early.
Patriots get to play the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills twice a year.
You want to compare resumes? You want to compare the schedule so far? I haven't even looked at the Patriots, and I can tell you it's already better.
I mean,
they beat the Texans. They won at Jacksonville before Jacksonville fell off. They won in Detroit, whatever. They beat your Miami Dolphins, RJ. They beat the Colts, who are a pain in the butt. They beat the Chiefs. They won in Chicago as well.
They lost to Jacksonville.
The Patriots offense.
They lost to Jacksonville.
Golly.
Sean might be on steroids.
Now, he claimed it was a coffee thing because they were at star power.
Yeah.
And Gavin Dawson theorized that it might be cocaine.
I think it's coke. I think he's on blow. He hangs out in Uptown.
No.
I don't think he slept in 3 days.
Now, I did have him out late last night.
Hey, he didn't go out with Ben last night.
Late, yeah.
Ben, are you coked up right now?
No, but I got to sleep in.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point.
And I talked to a couple of the other guys that were with us, and they all slept in a little bit too, especially compared to Sean, who had to get up at, what, 3:30?
He is on edge. He got home at 2:30 and then went on the air at 4. What time does he go on the air?
5:30. Thanks for tuning in. It's a great
question. I'm asleep. But I think we're sort of underrating another common denominator here.
Yeah.
I heard the intro to the Around the Beef segment, and I think that Roy is sneaky sports instigator.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Because all he does is he turns to the guy who's real agged up, whether it's Dingus or Sean, and just takes a real laid-back contrarian opinion and just pokes with it. and just pokes. And then the other guy's so worked up and so coked up, he's angry that the guy is cavalierly just disagreeing with him.
It's interesting.
It's like a step above you by not getting worked up. You're getting worked up. I'm staying calm.
See, I'm the one that's right. You're an idiot screaming right now, so let me just tell you where you're wrong very leisurely.
Interesting.
Well,
I haven't really thought about that theory. Go ahead, Shippy.
This clip here is RJ. He's kind of starting to break down the Patriots, and things start to escalate. And then I want you guys to pay attention towards the end, because I think it speaks to what Skin was just bringing up, is you can hear Roy just start chuckling through as these guys start to go at each other.
The Patriots' offense right now is a problem. Their defense, it's okay. They're still 11th in DVOA in the
NFL. Elemental P.
I mean,
QRS, TUV.
Well, how about this?
Who's your number three?
How about we go to see who Nate Silver would pick? Because
I don't give a crap about Nate Silver or copper or gold. I don't care.
He
picked, and he last year said the Cleveland Cavaliers wouldn't make the finals, so don't pick and choose again. I remember everything as a whole.
The NBA is different because you sit guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's your number?
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean you have to hate on it.
All your teams, you've put Miami in, that was a stupid pick. I told you that was a dumb pick. You put Baltimore in, I told you that was ridiculous. You throw in all these teams to try to be different, and you get slotted.
You try to be different, put some thought into this and say, well,
you don't even
good.
Put thought. You look at you look at calculated numbers, and you allow that to make up your mind.
Absolutely.
You don't even watch the games.
Why would I not?
You don't
look
watch football.
People, you look at perception. So I
look
at
the
numbers.
I actually watch
perception.
Them.
Okay, well, your eyes lie to you.
What
number are we even on?
Three.
The Rams.
Your eyes lie to you.
Dude, he's like,
oh my God, that is so great.
He's like angry Robin Williams. He's so manic and so worked up.
My favorite line is,
you want to compare resumes?
Remember everything as a whole.
What a bold claim.
Oh, man.
What if RJ goes, well, then your eyes are lying to you.
I remember everything as a whole.
That's seriously, that's like something David Koresh would say. Can I hear that one more time?
I remember everything as a whole.
He's sitting there, he's the guru talking to the people that are looking at him like he's the Messiah. I remember everything as a whole. And he goes, God, the burn. The bird! Who's my number three team?
Girl, I remember everything as a whole.
Oh my God.
That's exactly how Belushi acted before he died.
If Belushi was power ranking the top five teams in the AFL.
I'm literally crying right now.
And meanwhile, David Pigeon's just standing there with his mouth hanging open, surrounded by plush leather furniture.
Not on Expo Week. Guys.
Ibo, the Sony dog, is sitting there.
I don't give a crap about Nate Silver or copper or gold.
You can see him pointing, too, and sticking his finger in Choppy's chest as he says that.
And then they all calmly agreed on one, two, and three.
Yeah. What's so great about them is I love how passionate they are about it. And then the minute you go to a commercial break, it's like it never happened. It's all good. Yeah. What are you doing this weekend?
Whatever we even on.
Three. The Rams.
Yeah, I agree. I had the Rams too.
Okay, so what set him off? What was the thing that got Sean so upset there?
I think he was just wandering into the battlefield before they knew there was a fight.
Well, there was some audio too that I didn't have time to pull or that we couldn't really fit in here where he started off the segment being like, man, this was the easiest top five ever. I'm excited to see yours. And I think when theirs were different than his that he thought was the clear-cut top five, I think that's when it started to kind of tumble that way.
I did like when he accused RJ of trying to be different, trying to be Chop Bayless and throw a crazy team into the mix. And he's like,
I got the Titans at three.
And Chop's like, well, we do the segment every week. You pick the same five teams. So I'm like, there's Titan. It's pretty genius.
That's awesome.
God, I love it.
More reason to tune in every morning.
Yep. Maybe at 6:40, maybe we could do the Broadus and Mickey beef, too.
Sure.
Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, very much. I'd very much love to do that.
Oh, man.
I don't see why not.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.